We are back. Thank you all for listening to another episode of Debate the Music, episode 14. We gotta talk about Kendrick first. Like, I'm hurt. I'm hurt. So, how shocked are you that they pushed it back? I saw somebody on Twitter going in on TDE albums, like, just saying that, that nobody can just release an album. Like, everybody release it days or weeks after they said they were going to. But then I saw other people saying they are really upset with the pushback because they don't really put out bad music. So it's sort of understandable.
I'm a little like, it's shocking that he pushed it back, because that first song, The Heart Part 4, was so like, you know, it gave me chills, and it was just one of them like, woo, like, and then for you to say y'all got to April 7th to get your shit together, April 7th comes, everybody supposedly has their shit together, but there's no album. And if you go on iTunes or Apple Music, you look, there's an album posted on there, but it says that it's available on the 14th. There's no album cover, it's like pitch black. And then it just says album, and then it has the one song, which is Humble. So we do know Humble will be on the album. It's just, man, I'm hurt too, man, because, like, we were looking forward to this. Like, our whole show was built around this album. Not necessarily the whole show, but part of the show was dedicated to Kendrick's album. And now it's like, damn, okay, we got to wait 6 more days now. I mean, you know, hey, it's going to be a long 6 days. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, because, like I said, we get a lot of music out here. A lot of music is released consistently, but it's like, it's not quality, you know? Right. Like, Soulja Boy is one of the rappers that put out mixtapes every other weekend, and it's always trash. Like, that's why I kind of understand having to wait for somebody like Kendrick. I get it. But we were not disappointed by Joey Badass. He did drop...
Woo!
He did drop his America. Oh my god, that album was dope, man.
Dude. Joey Badass has to be put in that category now. I'm not gonna say top 5, top 10, but he has to be put in a category, because he solidified his place in rap with this album.
Well, let me ask you this. If you gonna put Joey Badass in a category, what category you put him in? Because, I mean, I feel like he's a good rapper. He's actually a great lyricist. I think he's one of the very few conscious lyricists that we always talk about. You know, like Kendrick Cole, he goes in that category.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Definitely. Yeah. I was saying on Twitter, I don't think a lot of people are going to like the album, because it's... the message is like, it's not just Black Lives Matter. It's more so like, he was going in, man. Like, he was going in.
And the album came at the perfect time. But everything that's going on in the world today, like, it was just, it was a match made in heaven. So, actually, I'm kind of glad, you know, for Joey's sake, that Kendrick did not drop, because now we have a chance to let this Joey album marinate. And the replay value on it is high. Like, it's not something that you're just going to listen to one time and get tired of. Like, one song that really, really, really stood out to me was that Temptation song. The way he opened it with the little boy reading the, I don't know if it was a poem or a speech.
Oh, yeah.
And
that
was dope. The end, it touched me, because they like, don't give up, keep going. And he was basically saying, like, while I'm proud to be black, I'm tired. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, damn, like, Joey, like, you did it with this one. Like, this was amazing, man.
Yeah, man, my favorite joint on there was the last one when he was going in on the speech thing. Like, he just, the last song, he just was going in. It was just like it felt like a spoken word, kind of. Yeah. And he was basically repeating what he said throughout the whole album with no lyrics and none of that, just speaking his mind, you know what I'm saying? And it was on some, like, black people, we gotta make changes, and we gotta really focus ourselves and all that. So I think that's one of the main reasons why I'm saying, like, a lot of people aren't going to really like it, because he, not only did he call out, of course, racism and all the stuff we deal with as black people, but he also was talking about, like, the changes black people need to make. You know, like, we are the victim a lot, but at the same time, we do need to make some changes in our own communities and in our own lives.
Right, right. Another one that really stood out to me was the one with him and Schoolboy Q, Rockabye Baby. Like, I was
that was fire.
It was like a perfect combination, because it's like, Joey held his own, and then when Schoolboy came on there, it was like, woo, like, okay.
Yeah, Schoolboy was going too, man. He was going.
I can't say enough about this album. It's just, a lot of people might find it boring. Like, I agree with you. It may not be what they accustomed to, but I would take this album over the Uzis and all that any day. I'm going to be real with you.
And those are the people who I find that usually aren't fans of, like, J. Cole or Joey Badass or Kendrick, or the people who just like club music. The people who love to hear, I would say, Boosie, Kevin Gates, Migos, people who love those people, Future, they never really like the conscious rappers. It's like, I feel like I always have to give them permission. Like, you understand you can be a fan of both. You know what I'm saying? Man. Like, you can like the Migos and Kendrick. Like, it's not a problem with that, man. It's not a bad thing. You'll be all right.
Definitely will be all right. Because sometimes it's like it's a time and a place for that music. Sometimes you may need that mumble rap in your life. Other times, you may need to get slapped in the face with the conscious and the political rap. And I feel like Joey did as good. He did a great job with this album. Would it be his best work? I would say, yeah, his best work yet. I'm not going to say, this is his greatest album ever, because this is only his second album. So I can honestly say he avoided the sophomore slump. So
that's true. You know. That's one thing I did want to point out, too. He didn't like fall into that same trap that everybody else usually does. He came.
You know
late.
They can. You know it's possible.
I just pulled up the lyrics for that Rockabye Baby joint. Joey says some fire, man. Neighborhood, peace to my slimes and peace to my crips. Neighborhood police and they always on the shift. Protect my bloods, look out for my cuz. Like. He really is going in. Like, he was going in speaking some facts. Like, and throughout the rest of the song, he explains that the gangs have to start policing the community again. And that's what gangs, people don't really know this, but the gangs that were started, the Bloods and Crips started in Compton and LA and all that, they were started to protect the community from the police and all that, around the Black Panther movement around that time. So they have to get back to that. That needs to be their focus. That has to be the main agenda. And on this song, he was going in on that fact. Like, this is what we need to be focused on. So I loved it, man.
I loved it too. And that lyric really stood out the most, because you already know, being in California, that's all we see. Like, you know, like, we preach, cops killing black people, but we still do it, man. Like, you can't walk down the street without hearing where you from, or without somebody pressing you over a color. And it's like, the shit gotta stop, man. And the album cover really stood out to me. Like, there was two album covers. Like, if you bought it, there was like a flag on it, and then like the original album cover. And it was just like, he knew what he was doing, you know. Like, he was speaking, like, this is an album that everybody should be able to feel good about.
Right, I think that even people who aren't necessarily black can relate to it, because not only was he going in on the police, he was talking about the government as well, and just speaking facts that the government don't have your best interest at heart all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that can go for anybody. That's any person, any human. That's not you don't no matter what color, shape, size, none of that. None of that matters. If you want to be a woman, man, non-binary, whatever the hell, the government does not really give a fuck about you. And he was just saying that on a lot of these songs.
Yeah, like, for example, on Temptation, like, he was speaking to the people who are in the streets. Like, one lyric that stood out to me, he said, "Tell me how we gonna make a living, hustle on the block, who gonna save the children? Man, it's all a plot and I'm just revealing. The media just trying to make a villain." Like, come on, man, like, wake up, people. Like, do you guys hear this? Like,
yeah, it was, he was going in, man.
Yeah.
He was going in. So I'm gonna definitely put a review on the website tomorrow.
Yeah, man.
Debate the Music. Instagram, we'll post something up there. The review will be on greatnesspodcastnetwork.com. Go to our entertainment section.
Make sure y'all check that out.
So, so we got to talk about this Wale album that's coming too.
Yeah, man. Wale's coming for a fifth time. And it's called Shine. And the acronym basically stands for Still Here Ignoring Negative Energy. And I like the direction that it's... I do too. I like the direction he's headed with the album. I don't know what to expect yet. I mean, I am a fan of Wale. Like, I'm a really, really huge fan of Wale. So I know it's probably going to be good. Couple of the track list just came out 2 days ago. And a couple of the songs that stand out to me, he has a song on here called Scarface Rose Gotti. And I don't know what to expect, but I mean, if it's from a hip-hop standpoint, I'm thinking he's talking about Scarface the rapper, Rick Ross, and Yo Gotti. Or he could be talking about Scarface the coke dealer, Rosé as in Rick Ross, and John Gotti. So there is a way you can go with that one. Of course, the Running Back featuring Lil Wayne is dope already. And then he has a song with the Honorable Chris Brown. It's called Heaven on Earth. So that album will be dropping May 5th. Of course, we will be reviewing it and talking about it when it comes. I know it's a long, long way from now, but just wanted to plug y'all in, letting y'all know what's coming. And
yeah, man. So I'm looking forward to that Wale track too. Wale actually makes good music. I just think that he's another one of those rappers like J. Cole, who is a good rapper, but the internet finds it funny to talk about him. You know, like, niggas love to talk shit about J. Cole. Like, it's, come on, man. It's not even, like, it's not, how can I say this? It's cool to dislike him, so people just go along with it. But it's really just lame. You lame as hell for that, man. Like, people was talking about Joey album was trash before they even heard it, so they already talking about Wale too. It's like, damn, like, you ain't heard that one song. Come on, man.
That's why when J. Cole dropped False Prophets and then Wale followed up with Groundhog Day, like, yeah, nobody understands, like, while while you guys are on Twitter going crazy about these disses, like, oh, fuck, Kendrick said him, so fuck him. All these rappers are doing is enhancing each other's talent. They're pushing each other to be great. That's it. Like, it's like you said earlier, you can be a fan of many artists. So you can like J. Cole and still like Chief Keef, for example.
Right, like that, those are two of the most opposite rappers, and that's exactly, such a perfect example, bro. Like, exactly. You can like both of them, man.
Just because you like Chief Keef does not mean you don't know music. It just means you enjoy his music. Now, if you say Chief Keef is better than J. Cole, then you have a problem. Then we have a problem.
And then, because then, this is another thing. Then, when you say Chief Keef is better than J. Cole, you have to say in what aspect? Are you saying party songs, lyrics, are his beats better? Like the whole better than argument needs to be broken down a little more. We don't break it down enough.
Yes, you need facts, not alternative facts, but you need facts. You need to back up why. You can't just throw that out there. That's like saying, I'm going to use a basketball reference, for example. That's like saying Russell Westbrook isn't the best point guard because Steph Curry's faster than him or Steph Curry shoots better than him. Okay, while Steph Curry's a better shooter, Westbrook is a better passer. Westbrook is a better, like, a point guard to build a team around. So, you know, it's to each his own. You know, it's what you like. So Wale does get overlooked a lot. And I don't understand it. I mean, because the man, he's very talented. Like, you know, we just gotta wait to see.
It's just Twitter, man. I really think
brainwashed. You know that already.
Yeah, bro. It's the online stuff, man. Like I said, it's cool to talk about certain rappers. Like I accepted it as a J. Cole fan after he dropped Forest Hills Drive, and that's honestly my favorite album of his. Like, he will never compete with that.
I don't think so.
Like, after he dropped that, and then people were still calling him trash, and even earlier today, I saw people talking about he was boring, and it's like, it's just not your style of music. Like, it's cool. That's cool, man. All right, so next we have to discuss the URL. Honestly, in my opinion, they're the best rap league out there for battle rap. I'm a big fan of battle rap. Like, it's funny because a lot of times I'll be sitting here chilling and I'll go from watching a TED Talk to watching battle rap. Like, it's crazy. Like, I'm into everything, man. But Gnome 7 is this weekend. Very, very hype card. Let's go through the battles, get some predictions out there real quick.
Sure.
First, we got T-Rex Kayshawn. Who you got in this one?
T-Rex versus Kayshawn?
Yeah, man.
Woo!
Tough one.
I heard them both spit. I heard them both spit. Like, honestly, I have. And I like. Damn, it is hard, man. It's very hard. But I'm gonna have to go with T-Rex.
Oh, I'm going with Kayshawn, man. I feel I'm a fan of Kayshawn because his aggressiveness, right, his delivery, and then he has some of the best schemes. When he went against JC, he did the whole Michael Jackson thing. Oh my God, it was just bars using the Michael Jackson songs. Oh, it was ridiculous.
Like, he was mad up there.
it was ridiculous, man. So I think that battle was gonna be different though, you know, because these are two rappers who used to be homies. They was in the same crew and all that.
Exactly.
So that's a touchy situation.
Personal.
Yeah.
It's personal.
I'm hoping that they don't do no low blows, no dirty, nothing, you know.
I know. And that disrespectful shit.
Yeah, just keep it at straight bars, talking about your fake guns and all that, and we'll keep it at that, man.
Who else is on there? Who else we got?
Tay Rock versus Chess.
Ooh.
That's a good one. Ooh, that's a good one.
I think Chess got that one. Because Chess he be gassing, man.
I think the big issue with that Tay Rock has a lot is his delivery is off sometimes, to where I think a lot of rappers have this issue, period, though, especially in the battle world, where you got to kind of build up to your hitting bar. Like, you got to build up with jabs and hooks, you know what I'm saying, with your setup bars. And then that last one, when you finish, it got to be the haymaker. So Tay Rock, sometimes he's yelling through the whole delivery instead of being calm, blah, 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 blah. Boom, hit you on the end with it. He just yelled the whole time. And it's like, your bars don't hit hard enough because you're not delivering it the best way. So I think that's what could hurt Tay Rock in this battle.
Next one, we got Goods versus T-Top.
I haven't seen enough of Goods.
And even I've seen T-Top. You know, I think he was considered Rookie of the Year back in 2014. So this one, for me, I'm just probably going to have to just wait to see what happened on that one. But yeah, I haven't heard enough of Goods myself.
Yeah, I haven't. I just see him in pictures and in other little videos, and I see him at a lot of battles standing front row, not rapping, but he just always in the front. Like, can we hear you rap, my nigga? Like, we never hear him rap. I've never heard Goods. I've probably seen one battle of his, maybe two, but I've never seen him, you know. And T-Top was saying in a little preview video, like, I'm probably gonna beat him because I got a stronger fan base and because I'm consistent. Like, he always on the field. That's true.
But see, about battle rap, you gotta be consistent.
Gotta be.
You can't slack off. You can't, you know what I'm saying? You got to keep going. It's not like rap. You can make an album and then tour and take a break. Battle rapping, you got to keep going.
Man, and
walking down the street, somebody may challenge you. You know what I mean? So you got to do what you got to do.
That's facts. And with another thing with battle rap is, while you have to be consistent, you also can't do too much. You know, in the aspect of DNA, he had a time where he was always battling, like every other weekend. Yep. You see this nigga on YouTube with a new battle. And then when the list came out talking about he had the most views of any battle rappers, like, of course, you got like 100 battles, my nigga. Like,
man, that's what Loaded Lux said. You got to battle to where people get tired of seeing you. Like, oh, damn, this nigga again? That's what you want people to say. So
next we got Av and Shotgun Shug. Ooh. I'm gonna be honest. Av right now is the best. Like this,
he's a bully. That's why
he was killing at the end of last year. But I think 2017 is his year because nobody has a way to beat him yet. Because his delivery is great, his bars are great, his schemes, all of that, his setups, everything is like it's like perfect right now. The only way you can beat him is if you come with something personal or you break his style all the way down. But you're not going to beat him trying to go bar for bar. It's like he's a heavyweight fighter. You're not going to beat him going blow for blow. You got to have a strategy against Av. I don't think Sugar's good enough. I got Av
3-0. I'm going to take Av too. I think Sug may get one round just because Av would let him, but
Sug is trash to me, man. I'm not.
No, I know, but Av is like that. He plays around with his competition, so he may go one Av and then two Sug and come back and then the three Av will just kill him off, like, you know, just to make he gonna embarrass Sug. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, man, I agree. So next after that, we also have Briz Rostain versus Ill Will. This is gonna be a close one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know. Yeah. Ill Will was good, but he got slaughtered by Tay Rock. That Emmett Till Will, oof, that was nasty.
Man, wasn't it? But then Briz Rostain, he coming up.
Yeah, he on the rise. So that's gonna be a tough tight. One. That's a tough one to call right there. So, yeah, man. Born Legacy. We got the battles tonight. Is it Born Legacy or Gnome? They got so many different names. It's Gnome 7.
It's Gnome 7.
Gnome 7. My bad, y'all. Gnome 7. They got the pay-per-view going tonight. Definitely check that out.
Worldstar will be streaming it. Right. So will Smack.
Yeah, somebody going to find an illegal way to do it. I hope not, man. You know. Support them. You know what I'm saying? Pay for that stream, you know, wait for the YouTube videos, respect them, you know, and they brand and what they build. And shout out to URL, much respect. You can't copy respect, man. Like, that's the best, they're the best that's doing it right now, man. Just straight up. All right, man, that's another episode of Debate the Music. Sleeper picks. Who you got?
Man, I'm going to have to use a group that I've already used before because nobody's really been sending me nothing, man. This group did send me this song, the Royal Mob. They got a song called Let Go, and it's a visual for it, and the whole group is just spitting, and it's shot in New York on High Bridge, one of the oldest bridges in New York, and just it was a really dope record to me, so I feel like I'm gonna use that. That's gonna be my sleeper pick today.
All right, let's hear it.
This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new bands. And
They say I already made it, not one day. Cause I'm still surviving off of paychecks. And I'm still in the hood by the projects. Ain't double MG when it comes to gunplay. And I'm still in the hood by the crackheads. Know plenty niggas that are going crackheads. So with that said, that's where that ends. Probably tapped in, fed though he's clean thin. Still having bad dreams of them breaking my door. Boxes and cuffs and my head on the floor. All jokes aside, I don't need that no more. So I chief on this piff, let the smoke hit my pores. Trying to fix life, don't need help from technicians. What we trying to build? Don't involve dimensions. Hold on a second, now wait just a minute. Don't get it confused, or you mob is still winning. Let go, let go,
let go.
Come to my hood, they let go,
let go.
Turn to my nigga, let go,
let go.
All my new bitches, let go,
let go,
let go,
let go,
let go. Come to my hood, they let go,
let go.
Fucking with me now, let go,
let go.
Stacking that dough like let go. You feel the bass knocking, stumping. Shorty got the curve, she bumping. I pull up in the V, just jumping. Just jumping, nigga, just jumping. Getting money, anything is nothing. My right hand, nigga, my stunt man. Fifth floor, gotta highlight the bruh, man. We ain't a band, but we can make them drum bland. I'm living every day like it's crunch time.
Definitely some good music from that group right there.
Yeah, I'm trying to come back, man, because you be killing me on these damn sleeper picks, man.
I've been prepared, man. That's because, you know, one thing I was thinking about, what we should start doing is doing a playlist of the week. So when artists send us their songs, we can promote their music on the site for the week and then make a playlist on Apple Music and then post it everywhere, tweet it out.
I hear that, artists.
Artists, yeah, man, we're going to start doing playlists of the week, debate the music. We're going to have different names for it and all that, but... For me, my sleeper is it's another vibe song. It's called, it's a little old. It's called Can I by Alina Baraz. Super dope, very dope. It's just a vibe track, man. This is something you listen to when you're chilling. Episode of Debate the Music. Definitely thank y'all for listening. Let's get them likes and reviews up, man, on iTunes. 5-star rating review, please. We need those. Really appreciate it. Check us out on greatnesspodcastnetwork.com. Find me on Twitter at I'm Just Greatness. One more thing. We are starting our NFL and NBA divisions.
Hey.
We doing all the teams and all the major sports. We're going to do MLB next season. We blowing up. So if you're interested in doing a podcast, if you're a super football fanatic or NBA fanatic, hit me up on Twitter at I'm Just Greatness. Let's talk business. You can possibly get on a podcast, man. If you're interested, let me know.
Yeah, man, we're going to be so big. We're going to be doing UFC. Nah, I'm just playing with y'all. But hit me on Twitter, KingTail21. Keep attacking the Instagram page. And the reason why I say attack, because the likes, the follows, all that. Just keep attacking, man. We appreciate the love, the support. Episode 15 will be coming Monday. So y'all look out for that. Thank y'all for the support.
All right, man, we out.